Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Depressed Breakfast Club's podcast. We had a lovely holiday break. We hope you all had a lovely holiday break, too. We are doing this episode 2 days before 2024 kicks in. So this is kind of a what are you looking forward to next year podcast. So, yeah. Everything we say is just our opinions. If you are having mental health issues and you need somebody to talk to or you need help, Joyelle is going to give you some phone numbers to contact some people. Joyelle?
Okay, so if you're feeling suicidal or need somebody to talk to, you can call the suicide hotline in Canada at 1-833-456-4566. Or you can text 45645. And in the U.S., you can call 988 or text TALK to 741-741. So please, if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to or you know of somebody that is having trouble and you're worried about them, you can call these hotlines as well. And on to Taylor.
Good morning, everyone. The general reminder that our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. The quote that I'm actually going to use today, and we'll post it onto our page 2 specifically, is one that I remember learning back in grade 5. Ooh. So a long time ago.
Not many that moons long. Back.
Grade 5 was a very long time ago.
Damn, you're not 30 as far years as me.
Yeah, once you start getting your age, then you're like, grade 5? What was that?
So when we all sat in one classroom.
And it was all the grades mixed together. And I can remember my teacher, Mrs. Monroe, teaching us, saying, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And I don't know why, but that has stuck with me from grade 5. I don't remember anything else that she taught me. Sorry if she happens to listen to this at any point in time. With my luck, this would be the one time that she'd be like, oh, here, hey, there's this new iPod or this new podcast to listen to. I remember like nothing else from grade 5, but I remember her teaching us keep it simple, stupid. And it is weirdly like one of those things that I remember any times that I kind of try to set goals. It's just I suddenly hear her voice saying it in the back of my mind where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So today's episode to kind of start off the new year, because it's going to be what's on everyone's mind right now. I've already heard it. I've seen the memes all over Facebook. Mm. New year, new me.
Oh, fuck.
I'm all for having goals. I have never tried to do the new year, new me bullshit because it's not fucking true. It's not going to be a new me. I'm still going to be sarcastic and bitchy and like to laze around and do the stuff that I do. I'm not making a new me. It's not happening. I'm happy with me. I've done therapy. I'm good, damn it.
I used to do it. I used really? To do the new year, new me bullshit back when I was influenced by the wrong people who thought that this whole new me, new year, new me bullshit meant that I should change who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It was a meme I saw on Facebook about 5 years ago. Somebody had posted it and said, don't expect no new year, new me bullshit. I intend to stay the same sarcastic, foul-mouthed bundle of joy I was last year.
And yes.
That resonated with me so hard because it made me realize that I was trying to change myself for other people that really don't give a flying fuck about me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no more.
What about you, Peanut?
I never really fell into any of that. I know I'm a total mess now, but I haven't always been. And I don't know. I just never was. I was never a person that was influenced by anybody or other things. Like, I've always just been me and never fell into any of the, like, peer pressure or fads or or things like that. And yeah, because it's really like just a day, you know, like it doesn't all of a sudden, because it's 2024, like it's still, you're still the same, you're still living in the same situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And you know, you still got the same problems. They didn't just miraculously disappear because the clock changed.
When you wake up on January 1st, the world is still the same world it was when you went to bed on December 31st.
I'm still poor. I was poor. I was poor New Year's Eve. I'll be poor New Year's Day.
I'm still fat.
Yep. That's, yeah, so.
Yeah, it's.
So last night, Mama and I had, we were watching TV, and then all of a sudden I paused it and I teased her, because so last week I decided on my goals for this year, which we'll round back to. And I asked her last week, I'm like, so what are your goals? She's like, look, I still have a fucking week. I don't have to worry about it yet. It's not the new year. So I laughed at her. So last night we're watching TV and suddenly it just popped into my head. So I paused the show and I turned around and went, so New Year's is in a couple days. What's your goals? And she's like, fuck off, first off. And then we ended up into a long conversation that spanned everything. But one of the things that we were talking about is she's helping one of her clients a lot. And like teaching her how to find her joy and all that, and giving her homework of how to help things and work along with things. And talking about not keeping things or people in your life who don't add value to it, like they instead detract from it. So the girl's learning from it. And my mom said, you know, her and I have talked about it for years, because we worked at Curves Gym for Women back when it was open. My mom was the manager. I was one of her employees. I got no sick days. There's never any, oh, I'm not feeling well. I literally was sick and damn near dying. Mama put me in a chair and rolled me out to the center of the circuit and said, here you go, you'll be fine, and left.
Get your ass to work.
That was exactly it. She was like, you're going to be here, or I'm going to drag you here. I will close the doors for 10 minutes, come grab you and bring you back. But one of the things that we always laughed at was January 1st. The month of January, we would be booked solid with new members coming in out the freaking ass. And when you normally join a gym, you have to sign up for a year or you have to pay penalties if you want to cancel it ahead of time. So Mom was telling her client last night or the night before, saying, okay, listen, you have to find things that you find joy in. So I'm all for go do things that make you healthier, like go work out. However, don't join a gym. And her client looked at her and went, I'm sorry, what was that? And she's like, do you enjoy going to the gym? She's like, no, I fucking hate it. She was like, exactly. So guess what? When we worked at the gym that first month, July, busy as all could be, because everyone had that new year, new me, I'm going to go work out at the gym 7 days a week. And they would come hard for it that first month. And then February would run around and they were like, oh my God, I fucking hate going to the gym, but now I got to keep paying for the next year. So we would make money off of them for the next year because they would not show up.
And you would never see them again.
Nope. And that was exactly it. So my mom told her, she's like, go and buy a piece of equipment instead of spending all that money, because she's like, it costs, like, it's fucking expensive. I don't know if you've looked at gym memberships lately. They're expensive. Like $600 to $700 or more a year for the privilege to go.
That's ridiculous.
Right? And that's like just for some of the base fucking values. That was, I couldn't. So she told her, go out. She was like, you know what? If you like the elliptical, or if you like the stationary bike, or you like the treadmill, whatever it is, go put that money that you're going to spend on a gym, grab a piece of equipment that you're actually going to enjoy, bring it home, put it in your house, and use that. Because if you're going to get joy from that, you don't have to leave your house. You get to have the comfort of doing it there, and you're actually going to use it. Do that. Make that your goal instead. Don't make your goal going to the gym.
Speaking of, because you're saying buy a piece of equipment and stuff, I get to just say, don't buy a Peloton.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So, apparently, like, I see the commercials and stuff. I don't really know a lot about it. But when I was actually at my doctor's, and we were talking because I had lost some weight in that, and he said something about buying, like, getting, like, a stationary bike or something. And that, but he warned me to stay away from Peloton because he said, first off, they're so expensive to buy, but then he's like, you got to pay for like membership and you got to pay for this. And there's like all these hidden fees to get like the trainer part of it, and you have to pay monthly for that. And he says it ends up being like, really, really expensive.
Jesus. Like, I hadn't really known. Like, I'd seen a couple things for Peloton here and there, but I didn't really know too much about it. And then I want to say it was like last year, maybe the year before, because I think it was, you know, it must have been 2 years ago. My ex had talked about wanting to get one kind of thing. She's like, oh yeah, those are like, it'd be really good. You get the trainer with it too. And I'm like, I don't know much about this. I looked into it, I'm like, holy fuck. It's something like, I want to say it was like $2,500 for the bike or more, like depending on which one you got, I think, kind of thing. But then the truly expensive part is the monthly fee for the trainer that's pre-recorded. And you have these things where you're like, oh yeah. Here, well, it'll kind of go with the bike where it'll make it more difficult or easier depending on what terrain you're going on. And you have this, it's like, no, no. Yep. You all can fuck yourself. Like, you want thousands of dollars because it's not like you pay a one-time fee and then you have access to everything for the rest of your life. It's a monthly fee.
Yeah.
Or an annual fee where it's like, oh, here for like 10% less.
And you have to pay, like, for all the different terrains and stuff.
You guys want to know something? You can download those trainers off of YouTube for free. I mean, yeah, you may not get the terrain package, but if you need somebody to yell at you to pedal your ass, you can get that off YouTube for free. Yep. You don't have to, or I can come to your house.
I was just going to say, like, for a small
fee. You can pay me.
For a small fee, I will come and yell at you.
Pay me. I'll yell at you while I eat a donut.
And I'm for $5 God, more, I'll sort of upset you.
Let's go.
And I'd probably enjoy yelling at you.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'll do it. Let's go. I'll do it while I'm sitting down just yelling at you. Like I said, eating the donut. I know what to do here. You pedal faster. You hear? Get the cattle prod out.
Exactly.
But oh my goodness. I definitely, like I said, I agree with Peanut. Don't go and get a Peloton. Like, it's just nothing but a money pit. And you're going to be angry about it because you're not going to follow through with it. Like, just get a normal stationary bike and put it wherever the hell you want. Find somewhere that you're actually going to enjoy it and just use that. And if
I have an incumbent bike, but it's a sit down one. Mm-hmm. After I had my knee replacements, perfection, because it was almost the exact same bike I had to ride at physio.
That's perfect.
And Norm found it on Facebook Marketplace for $50.
Oh, pff, fuck yeah. That's an awesome deal.
The little screen that tells you how many kilometers you've pedaled and how many calories you burned doesn't work anymore. But what I found I could do, you could loop your Fitbit onto the wheel so it counts your rotations as steps.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you how many calories you burned.
Oh, that's perfect. Nice and simple.
I'm cheap.
She's like, I'm going to stretch this money.
I'm real cheap. Oh. At everything in my life.
I found a quote. I had saved this on my phone. Oh my God, at least a month and a half ago. And it fits for today. It says, I know we are in the yearly recap phase on social media and everyone is announcing their biggest wins, but please don't compare yourself and your progress to others. If your biggest achievement was just staying alive, then that's a win too.
That is so perfect. We'll put both of those.
Isn't that amazing? I love that.
It's so hard though, but it's so hard to not compare yourself to others, especially when like you're having a rough time.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's one of those things of so many people get caught up in their heads and thinking, okay, Mary Lou is going over and she's vacationing over in wherever, Peru or
South of France,
Europe, Italy, anywhere like that. And you feel, you let it get to you because you look at it and you're like, well, why can't I do that? And it's one of the things that as society, we need to kind of change our thinking of it of, don't compare to each other. You're only in a comparison of yourself. So like last year was the first time that I really kind of set goals for myself. I had three goals. I got two out of the three. One of them is kind of like it's not directly in my control of whether it can get done or not. So it'll just be a carryover one that eventually one of these years we'll get our shit together and do it. But one of it was to post something that I've written online for the general populace to see. And I did it. Took a while, but I did it. And the other was to do the podcast with you girls. We're now at the 1 year mark.
Seriously?
We're just about at the 1 year.
Next week. Our first episode came out in the first week of January.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we started talking about it. And I remember because I sent in our little group chat, I sent you ladies a message and I was like, don't think I'm crazy, but. I
remember. And here we are a year later.
Yeah, with our all five of our listeners.
I thought
we think all of them.
I thought we started it in the summer.
No.
Wow.
It was January. That was the new year, new us.
So you said you make what do you call it?
Goals?
Goals, you said goals. Is that what you said you did? You had three of them?
Yes, so last year I had three. I like that you're like, you made something. You did something.
You wanna know what my goal is? To remember words.
What's your goal? It's a very basic goal. I'm just trying to remember, fuck, what's that word that I'm trying to go with?
No. Had a conversation with someone and it really hit home for me because of shit that has happened since I left VP. And they actually sent this to me today. And it says, sometimes walking away is the only option. Not because you want to make them miss you or make them realize that they took you for granted, but but you finally had the courage to respect yourself enough and realize that you deserve better. Remember, you didn't lose them. They lost you.
Oh, I love that. We have some good quotes this week.
And the person added to it on January 1st, clean your Facebook. And again, that hit home. So if any of my Facebook listeners, and you no longer see me on January 1st, sorry about your luck.
Yeah, January 1st is going to roll around. Oh, I wonder if she did. Hey.
It'll probably take me months to notice.
We still had the chat. No. I didn't think anything of it.
But I mean, you guys understand what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. There have been people that I have seriously questioned why I am still friends with them on Facebook, other than I'm the type of person that, oh my God, and you guys know this, I always try to find something good about somebody mm-hmm. as a reason to still talk to them. And what my conversational partner has kind of thrown in my face, slapped me twice, and made me realize is, and this is by no means a slap at anybody, 95% of the time, if I don't start the conversation, mm-hmm. nobody's starting the conversation with me.
Yep.
It's been 2.5 years, and from my friends, and I'm doing the air quotes, non-seeing people, I never get that, hey, how's it going? If I don't send them the text message first, or the message on Messenger, or post on their wall on Facebook, I don't hear from them.
Yep.
So to me, like my conversational partner made me realize that I am trying to save a friendship that they obviously do not care about. And I get it. I know people are busy. I don't work. So I have all this spare time. Apparently, you know, I don't do anything. Except clean my house, laundry, make dinner every night, you know. But I had somebody tell me, well, I work. Yeah, you know what? I worked too, and I still talk to my friends. I still made plans to see them. I still did things. Mm-hmm. Both you ladies work, and we still manage to do a fucking podcast every week.
Yes.
So to throw back at me, well, I work, I'm busy. I can't accept that as an excuse anymore. And so going into 2024, for me, that's it. I'm done accepting excuses. My conversational partner has slapped me enough that I have opened my eyes and seen the light. Exactly.
It's funny. I have to say, like, I agree with, like, everything you say, because I feel, like, I completely understand. I feel like that has been my life. Like, it seems that has been every relationship and every friendship that I've had in my life, other than my friend Mel. I'm always the one that called people, and I'm always the one that went to everybody's house, and I'm always the one that asked if people wanted to do things. And if I if I didn't, then nobody calls me and nobody texts me and nobody comes over to see me. Mm-hmm. And not in, yeah. So to me, like, that's been my whole life. And, just kind of since my divorce, I've been starting to do what you did, like stop, not necessarily angry at anybody. I'm just stopping. If you want to call me, you know, if you want to see me, because I'm always there for everybody. And then it seems like when I needed help, like nobody had time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. I've heard the same excuse, even though I've worked my whole life and that, but I've heard the same excuses. Like I worked at Tim Hortons and I had friends that worked, you know, other places. And it's like, well, we have real jobs. Or, you know what I mean? Or we work, like, your job is more busy than mine. Like, you work harder just because I work at Tim Hortons. Like,
that or... never makes any sense to me when people say that. Well, I have a real job. Is mine fake? Because I feel like mine's pretty real. Like, I got to
get up. Are they paying me with fake money?
I was like, Jesus, am I in the counterfeit business? Oh, my God. I didn't even know.
And I get a lot. I got a lot because I don't have kids. So I got that a lot too, like, oh well, you know, we have kids, we're tired and this or that, or you know, but then it's like, or you know, oh no, we can't go out because we have the kids, and or we can't do this, and yet then you're going out with somebody else, right? Or, you know, you seem to be able to find time to hang out with other people, or I don't, well, I'm not a phone person, so that's why I don't call you. And so everybody's got excuse.
You're not a phone person. You just spend 7 hours on it a day watching TikTok and posting on Facebook.
Yeah. But as a... So I guess this fits because it's like we're taking out the garbage. And that's so, like, obviously anybody that listens to the podcast knows my ongoing saga.
Yeah.
With my dad and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
like,
so,
the ongoing saga.
So, like, finally, I say what? It's been like about a month, eh? I think that we had like a big blow up and I lost my shit and we don't talk anymore. So it's kind of been nice.
Yeah. And I have to go back to the beginning of what you were saying, Peanut. It's not that I'm angry at anybody.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's tiredness.
I don't harbor anger towards people. I don't harbor.
I do.
malicious thoughts against people. Like, I am a very forgiving person. I have forgiven people for a lot of shit. But again, having somebody literally smack me across the face with that information. And I'm not talking about having a conversation on Facebook. They were sitting at my kitchen table and had their phone in their hand and said, look it, I took screenshots of all the times you said hello on their Facebook and they never replied. Okay. Thank you for stalking me for the last year. But I think they did it to make a point, and I understand that. I understand that now.
Mm-hmm.
at this point in life, I welcome a stalker.
And those were the last words she said.
Yeah, I'm going to look for that meme for Peanut that says, I had a lovely walk in the park with the love of my life. Too bad they didn't realize I was 2 feet behind them.
You've seen that one. I think it's one of those things, like, for me, because I hit that wall finally where. So for me, like, there's different. I mean, for everyone, there should be, but I know there's not always. There's different levels of friendship. The ones who I find get offended the most are usually the ones who are on the lowest part of the totem pole. They're like eating mud, and they're the ones who get offended if you're like, okay, well, the conversations are the same. I can ask you the exact same questions. You give me the exact same answers. And you ask me the same things. I try and give you different answers and say, oh, hey, what about this? And you're like, meh. But did you know about? And it's like, okay, but now it's back to the original conversation again. And unless I reach out, you don't reach out. And I'm one of those people that if in my mind, whether it makes sense to other people or not, if you don't ask me questions about myself, I'm not going to just be like, oh, hey, here, blah, blah, blah. Here's this information, like, here's this little golden nugget, it's yours now, take it and do something with it.
Yeah,
like, no. So if you come up to me and don't ask me, oh, hey, how are you doing, or oh, hey, how was your holidays, I'm not going to just suddenly blurt out that, oh yeah, well, for my holidays I watched a share-a-thon, woo. But if you come up and ask me, then I'm going to tell you, and that is what it is.
You know what the thing with me is, I think, like, just the way, like, past experiences and stuff have shaped me, and that is, I feel like I'm prying, like I'm being nosy in somebody's business if I ask questions like that.
If you ask how someone's holiday was?
Yeah, because they don't reach out to you. So when you're reaching out to them, you literally do sound like a nosy bitch.
Yeah, like I do. I feel like
not sometimes saying you're a nosy bitch, Peanut.
I get it. I do. I do. Some people, like, you know, it's like I feel like I'm prying maybe in their life and asking something that, I don't know, maybe they don't want to talk about, or maybe you had a really shitty holiday and I'm like,
I just think there's definitely people, like, I have to say, like, I'm one of those people, and one of my other friends and I talked about it from work, where her and I are both we're like we were fucking separated at birth. Because we both have the same approach to things. We both tell certain things a little too truthfully. But when we were talking about it, it's like, I ask questions of people, not because it's to be nosy, but to know, like, if someone's your friend, it's probably a good idea to ask them questions and be like, hey, what was your childhood like? I'm not asking it to be like, oh, yeah. Yes, now I will find the trauma. Now I will find the things to kill you with.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm asking you because it's, here's the question. Like, hey, I just want to get to know you better. But so many people have been so fucked over in their life now that when you ask someone a question like that, where you're like, okay, hey, how are your holidays? People then look at you and they're like, well, why? Because the holiday was just here. So seeing as Christmas was just here, New Year's is coming. When New Year's happens, I'll ask you how New Year's was, but I'm asking you how your Christmas was. And you can see some people are genuinely confused when you ask them a question about themselves. And they're like, well, why do you want to know? Because we are friends. And yeah. I want to take an interest in your life.
People asking me questions doesn't bother me at all, because I'm like an open book. And I feel like, you know, you never know when maybe something that you experienced or went through in your life might somehow help somebody, without like even knowing, because maybe like somebody asks you a question, you give them an answer, and then they're thinking to themselves, oh my God, I'm in that similar situation. And that, but I have a really hard time asking other people questions, because I truly feel like I'm prying and I'm being nosy, and when I'm not trying to be, like, you know, I'm just trying to be, I guess, like, you're curious. And that, and you want to know somebody, but I feel like I'm overstepping, and that if somebody wants me to know more about them, that they'll tell me.
Yeah, I was going to say, and most of the time, I mean, there are quite a few people who are particularly forthcoming with the information where you're like, oh, I didn't ask. And that's when it's weird to me. If, yes.
Who did you say?
That one doesn't need to share. That one needs to share clips. Less. So much less. So much less. But it's one of those things, like, I'm the opposite. I am fully there where I'm like, I will ask you all of the questions until I run out of questions. And then I'll probably come up with new questions. Be like, so when you told me about this, what was that about? And it's because I am genuinely curious, because it's what my friend and I were talking about. And we were both like, it's nothing malicious. It's nothing about being nosy. It's, I want to understand you better. And understanding, some of the times it's like, okay, you hear a story from like Dana with some of the stuff that she shared from her childhood. She shares some of it. And it's that light bulb moment for all of us. Where we're like, oh, well, she was a little hoodlum and she used to steal. It's like, suddenly it adds a new dynamic into the relationship where you're like, I didn't know this about her. Or like, for me, so there's, and you know what, now that I think about it, I definitely get it from my mother, where if you don't ask, I'm not going to answer a question that's unasked. So there's been a couple times where she's pulled this one out on me. One of the times was, so 2 years ago, I did the accepting and got accepting things and just got into witchcraft, accepted my role and finally got into it. So there's a lot to read. There's a lot to look into. It's so much to read. I love it. I didn't know, and it never dawned on me. We've had this book on the bookshelf for obviously my entire lifetime and most of Mama's. I didn't know. And I was talking to her about like voodoo. And at a point in time in her life, she lived down in the Dominican Republic. She actually, the only white girl, stuck out like a sore thumb with her blonde hair, nearly 6 foot tall frame. But she lived. That was the important thing. She went to an actual voodoo ceremony that her little Haitian, he was half Haitian, half Dominican Republic, like parents wise, which is rare to find, or at least back then it was, because they war with each other. So he took her to her ceremony, was like, listen, try not to stick out, okay? And she was like, 6 foot tall, blonde, white girl, I'ma stick out. But she was like, but I'm going to stay back at the back of the class here, but like not too far back, because there's critters in the bush that will try and eat me and kill me. So I knew about this growing up, and I never really thought too much about it. And then I was talking to her about some of the voodoo stuff, and all of a sudden she whips out. She's like, well, yeah, I used to be into it when I was about, well, she was like about a decade younger than you. It was before you were born. And I just, like, I was walking out of the room. I turned back around, walked back, and went, I'm sorry, what were the words that just came out of your mouth? She was like, for almost a year, maybe like 8 months to a year, she's like, I was hardcore into it. I had books. I read about it. I was learning all about it. And then she went to the voodoo ceremony and was like, I'm out. But she was like, haven't you ever noticed that book down on the bookshelf? It's all about voodoo. So I walked over, I grabbed it, I'm like, holy shit, it is too. Then I look at the front page and I walk back into the room like, Grandma Honey gave you this book? And she's like, uh-huh. She was like, she gave that to me before I moved to the Dominican Republic. She, my grandma honey, again, very stout Christian, but also very, very open-minded about things, and felt that everything should be received with love, and love should just be the overwhelming power for everything. Just because someone's different than you doesn't make them wrong. You show them love like God taught you to. So therefore, she supported my mama, even in her voodoo witch ways, and went and bought her a book all about it to explain it and go over things and get her introduced to it, and signed it that it was some grandma honey. And I looked at her and went, I am like 30 years old. How have you never told me about this? And she's like, she looked me dead in the face. You never asked. I'm like, how would I even know to ask about, hey, how was that voodoo year you did? Like, where would I have pulled that out of? And she's like, eh, it never came up. I'm like, you told me about the voodoo ceremony most of my life. At no point in time did she, she's like, well, didn't you wonder why I wanted to go see one? I'm like, because we don't really have them up here in Canada. What the fuck?
Anyway, your mom sounds like she's lived a very interesting life.
That is an understatement.
I was thinking that, you know, I was like sitting here thinking, I want to be like mama.
I know.
minus the addictions.
I like.
Yeah, she's fine now.
Like, it's somebody you just want to sit down with and listen to their life story.
Yes. We have talked about her writing a memoir several times, and we've now gotten to the point where I think she probably could, because I think most of the people that would be quote unquote incriminated in it are all dead. So she'd honestly be able to do it now, because it's one of those things of, it shows that human beings are capable of change. Because anyone who meets my mom now, it's just like, oh yeah, she's so calm. She's like more straight laced, a little crookedly laced, but straight laced. And all that. And I just always laugh. I'm like, my mom used to be an alcoholic, drug addict, sex fiend, moved out. So when she lived in the Dominican Republic, she was all of 18. She moved down there without any real money. She gave up her university spot because she was going to be a journalist, and decided that that was it. She sold everything she owned. Grandma Honey said, here's a little bit of extra money. Go live your life down in the Dominican Republic. And thus Mama went. She went there for a vacation to start, and then ended up just going and living there for several months. Had a fucking wild time while she was down there at the ripe old age of 18.
Are you half Dominican? Is that what you're saying?
What was that? You cut out.
Are you half Dominican? Is that what you're saying?
No, I am. I am so white bread. It's not even funny. There's no denying who my parentage is.
Like, it's just like the courage your mom had.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, she had like no fear. She probably could have used some. And there's when you hear the stories, you look at her and like her and I still to this day look at each other and go, you know, it's fucking amazing that she never had an STD. And she's like, yeah, like she lived during the period of AIDS. That is how she lost a bunch of friends during that panic era of no one knowing what it was, how it worked, how you got it, any of that. And she was in the gay community because her best friend, my Uncle Jimberly, my godfather, who has also passed, was a gay man. And she slept around with all of them and somehow managed to never get infected. So it's like, you had a horseshoe up your ass when it came to sex. And then now you meet her and you're like, okay, she's been celibate for 16, almost 17 years. And it's like, there's the rather stark difference.
Ooh, catching up to mama.
I think after about a decade, you become a virgin again.
Oh, almost there.
So let me ask you, ladies, I don't want to say, have you made any New Year's resolutions? Because I don't like the word resolutions.
No.
But have you thought about what you want to do different in the coming year?
Yep. I have mine put together.
Peanut.
So.
Oh, I thought she was going to share with us.
Oh, I will, but I think she wants your answer first.
So.
Just a yes or no.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to tell you what they were.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have two. So we all have things that we want to, that we are striving to make different in 2024. Now, I want you guys to try to guess each other's. We are three women that have had numerous food dates. We've hung out at the Highland Games. We do a podcast. We should all know each other very well. So, Peanut, I want you to try to guess Crispy's 2024 change.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know if she's going to get these.
The use of her magic fingers more.
Oh, that's a good one. The use, wait a minute, not even more. The use of them at all.
I'm going to say, like, continuing maybe to concentrate on her mental health and her, like, physical well-being.
Are you also going to be guessing too? Bacon bits?
Yeah, maybe.
Something to do with Star Wars.
I don't think there's any more Star Wars goals for me to hit.
Other than those sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right? I saw another pair. They looked like Darth Vader. They were cooler.
I'm just going to go around force choking everyone. Have them on.
So,
you die.
So tell us, Crispy, was Peanut right on anything?
I was going to say she's not really horribly off. So my number one goal that I put on there is that I want to lose and keep off 50 plus pounds of fat specifically.
Not I was gonna mass. Say weight. I was gonna say weight.
Well, you said physical health, so I count that as a you're not wrong. So I have that on my list. My second one is I'm going to read minimum one book a month. So I want to read 12 books this year. I don't have like not specific books, just any freaking book, so long as it takes my interest and I read them. I'm also going to write something. Excuse me. So this past year, what I wrote was a fan fiction. So I can't necessarily go and just like, hey, here you go. I wrote it. Now I'm going to publish it without having like Disney come after me and take everything that I own and go, we own Star Wars. You can't write this. So therefore,
copyright this, infringement.
Just a little bit. This is why it's called a fan fiction. And you will find it on fan fictions. So this year, my goal is to actually write completely something that if I want to, I can actually get it published. And I have an idea in mind of how I'm going to do it because my friend Sonia, who listens to this, I don't know if she's caught up or not, was doing something called word prompt. So she would put up a different word. I think she did it weekly, if I remember right. And I was keeping up with it. We were all being really good for like a solid couple months. And I had started kind of developing a story that went from one prompt to the next one. Because we did it was a 7-word prompt. And then she was like, okay, here's, I was like, yeah, I want like a longer one. So I did one where it started actually developing into a fully fleshed out story. So I kind of have the idea in mind that that's what I'm going to do is kind of put the story together with all the prompts and have it always link back to the 7-word initial prompt. So that's going to be another goal. Now, I'm not saying that I'm actually going to publish anything. I'm just saying that I'm going to write something that's publishable because it's not going to be a fan fiction or anything. It's going to be a completely original work. And then we see if I cross the other bridge. The other thing is I want to dedicate, I don't know if I'll actually do it daily, if I'm going to say, like I want to do whatever, 350 out of the 365 days this year. I want to do, want to pick a language and practice it every day on Duolingo. I had a good streak going for a while where I think I got up to about 90 days. So I want to try doing that. And it helped stimulate the mind. It helped me feel better. And I liked enjoying getting to learn a new language. And then the other thing is I want to practice slash learn tarot. So I have basic guidelines for it. I have knowledge of it, but I want to have a better handling of it. So those are my goals for 2024.
Like tarot cards?
Yeah.
Damn, I want you to do a tarot card reading.
Come back to me in a year.
Okay. Peanut, I'm going to guess you.
This should be easy. There's so much.
I think that you're going to want to continue working on your mental health with your therapist and getting over the traumas that you've not acquired but have been put through.
Acquired sounds like a wine. I've acquired this trauma, vintage 1982.
Number two, work on the financial aspects of your life to get a better situation, better grasp on things, so that you can move forward with taking the trash out of your life, aka moving. And number three, health-wise, working on keeping your sugars at a respectable level, aka Ozempic, getting back onto the fucking market and not for fat people. Leave it for the diabetics. And weight loss goals like the rest of us. So I think that you want to continue to lose weight. That's what I'm guessing are your things.
Yep. Basically, yeah, you got it all three. The financial one for sure. I was thinking about it and I'm hoping my goal is not just to move. I actually want to buy my own place. So I'm hoping that I can get my credit score healthy and save and be able to buy someplace that's my own.
Very good. Okay, you get to guess me.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing I get to guess you. Yeah. Look at me, I guessed right. All right, so I'm going to guess that one of your goals is going to be, supposed to be kind of working through your trauma, but working on the, I want to say, kind of like the people-pleasing aspect where you're not just going to keep the people around anymore just because you've had the little threads of connection to them. You're going to grow in the area of being able to cut those ties and see that the people aren't bringing value to your life anymore. So, like, taking out the trash. thinning out the herd. No. Realizing how valuable you are as a friend and your true worth, because you're more than what some people seem to think you as, a fair weather. Oh, okay. Well, you know, she's there. I can lean on her anytime. Haha. Joke's on you, motherfuckers. No, she's going to start cutting them ties and you're all left out in the cold. And the sound effects is me shooting a finger at all of them. I think you're going to continue with your weight loss journey. I think you're going to take new steps in it, because you're going to get to the, by this rate, by the time that you get to the nutrition class, you're going to be sitting there going, oh yeah, I've already done this. I'm good. But I think that you're going to take further steps in that journey. I think that you probably have a goal in mind, maybe not like specific, like not specific destinations per se, but I think you want to do a road trip or two with friends in general, but I think with us specifically, that will not be a cranberry bog, as we found out, because she told me last week, and I am now informing all of our listeners who I think heard us say, oh yeah, hey, who wants to go to a cranberry bog? Let me tell you, people, the answer is going to be no. The answer is no.
I thought we did. I thought we all said that'd be cool.
Yeah, but here, Peanut, you can go ahead. I will drive you up there, and I will stay in the car, and I will watch your ass go out into cranberry bog, along with all of the wolf spiders that they use to keep the insects off of them.
Are you serious?
Yes, that was the little tidbit that Bacon Bits brought in last week when she was like, oh, here, I'm here for my treatment. And, oh, by the way, I'm not going to the cranberry bog. I'm like, well, what the fuck? She's like, yeah, do you know what they use to keep the insects away? I'm like, no. She's like, it's natural. I'm like, okay, well, now I really don't know. Wolf spiders. Fuck the fuck. No, I'm out.
I'm out.
You should have seen the look on my face when she told me that, because I'm like, I don't know. What?
Anything to do with the spider, I'm gone.
Yeah. And you make it a wolf spider, because those things are fucking big.
I know. We used to like have them grow when I was growing up out at our house. They're fast too.
They are.
Yeah, because they have to run. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's wolf spiders that actually, they don't make webs. Like, they don't actually crawl up the walls and make webs. They're actually ground hunters.
Oh yeah, they're the ones that in the grass that have the swirly webs.
Yep. So they don't actually live up above us. They live on our feet. And I'm going to guess that's probably why they use them in the bogs, because they can just run along all the cranberries and just go blah, 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 and scare the shit out of all of us.
Pretty much.
So yeah, so those are my guesses. For your goals, along with a little side rant of I'm never going near a cranberry bog.
Now I gotta wonder how many people actually go to the cranberry bog.
I'm sure that there's probably people who go there and don't know, but now no. I'm doing a public service announcement. Do not go to cranberry bogs. They have wolf spiders to keep the insects away. No.
Okay, so you were correct on the weight loss. I am going to continue my journey. As of right now, today, because I weighed myself, because I'm not supposed to weigh myself except once a month, but I'm kind of neurotic and I shouldn't have a scale in my bathroom. But I weighed myself today, and I am 28.8 pounds down.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Since August. I mean, it's not like I lost it in a week, but it's been since August.
Which is a good way to do it.
So, yeah. Come April, I will be part of the medical weight loss program through the bariatric center at the Prince Road campus of Hotel Dew. And I will be attending nutrition classes weekly to... It's not that I have a bad relationship with food. I have a fleeting relationship with food. As in, I don't eat enough. And I have to train myself to learn to eat 3 meals a day. So that's where that's going to come in. The second one, you were kind of right on with working with my traumas. But I want to do it in a different way. I'm going to continue with my bi-weekly appointments with my therapist because she's amazing and I love her. And I know it's not like I'm a celebrity or anything, but I would really, really like to write a book about what I went through, how the memories got suppressed, how I remembered them, and how I dealt with them later on in my life. So.
That'd be interesting.
And then my third one is being more active.
Really? I think you're an active person.
I'm not going to join a gym.
She's like, listen, I listened to our rant at the beginning of this. We're not joining gyms.
I ride my bike. I ride my incumbent bike in my living room while I watch TV. And that's what I do. I find a series and I ride my bike while I watch it. So when I was rehabbing from my knee surgeries, it was supernatural because I had 15 seasons to get through and I had a lot of therapy to get through. So I would ride my bike for an episode, which is like 44 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I got in a groove and the episode was really good and I wasn't thinking about it and it jumped to the next one and I was still riding, I kept riding. I didn't stop just because. Norm and I, before I had my knee replacements, we used to walk. And it was just around the neighborhood. It's not like we walked anywhere fun. I miss going out after dinner for our walks. So after my two knee replacements, one would think that shit like that would be better, easier for me to do, but it's not. It has become a challenge to walk distances. And I don't get out of breath. I'm not like gasping for air, holding my knees bent over going, brah, you know, it's not even pain. I just think that the muscles in my thigh, knee area, hips have gotten so weak that I need to build up endurance again. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Maybe Amy could help me with that because she would know about that. So Amy, answer us.
Amy, we have questions for you.
So yeah,
I could probably think of another way you could build up knee endurance.
Shut up.
You know, IT would be more than willing to help.
So that's it. And the other one about people, I am going to try to stop being a people pleaser. I have feelings, I have emotions, and sometimes it's like nobody gives a fuck how they make me feel when they do things, mm-hmm. whereas I'm still tiptoeing on broken glass to not upset them. And I need to stop doing that. I have to learn to mean what I say and say what I mean. Because I don't do that.
And it takes practice.
I mean, not with you guys. I tell you guys everything and I mean it. But I mean, like, saying things to other people that have hurt me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to tell them that what they did really bothered me, or I found it offensive, or even if they didn't technically say my name, it felt personal. It felt like a personal mm-hmm. attack to me. And I know there's going to be people out there, not everything is about you. You don't revolve around the sun, you know, because there's people that do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things, too, that like it comes with practice, number one, obviously. Absolutely. And as I was speaking, number two left.
Uh-oh, and it begins.
It literally, I could feel it leaving as I was saying number one. Where is that moment? Like, oh, I feel it leaving my mind. Because the second one was the more important one. And it's just like, oh, you didn't say me fast enough. Now I'm going to leave. And it did. It's gone. I don't even remember I don't remember at all what it was going to be.
I told Taylor I had a very traumatic moment this week, because I have shut up. I have gray hair, right? Okay, I dye it, but I was like getting ready for work, and I was looking in the mirror doing my hair, and the light reflected off of something and was blinding me. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I get closer, it was a freaking white hair in my eyebrow. And I was like, I've hit a whole new level of old.
That was my reaction too.
I plucked that fucker out so quick. I have never in my life plucked my eyebrows. But let me tell you, that fucker came out right quick.
She refers to it as, it was blinding me.
I have never told anybody this. So this is a real treat for y'all. About 5 years ago, I could feel something tickling my face just off the side of my nose. So I'm like, trying to... like a cat, like trying to get it off my face, right? So I go into the bathroom, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I have, like, a hair laying under my eye, almost going over to the bridge of my nose. I grab it, and I pull, and the skin on the side of my nose comes with it. I had, no lie, it was about 2 inches long. A white, like white hot, of like the sun white hot hair growing out of the side of my nose. My nose, people. Not my eyebrows, not somewhere fun. My nose. So I never told anybody about it. I found Sam's tweezers and I pulled it out. My eye watered. I cried. I had a little spot of blood there. It was traumatic to me. And
that fucker was there to stay.
For the next like couple months, every day I was in the bathroom, like pushing my nose to the side, checking to see if it was growing back. I, Peanut, I feel your pain.
Like, I understand your trauma. But you just
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. So there's a, I was going to say, so there's a difference. I'm a weirdo and I fucking know that I am. Because I'm fine. I got excited the other day. I found a gray hair. I was sitting there. I like brushed my hair and I saw something in the words of Peanut that was blinding me in the mirror. And I look closer. I'm like, it looks like it's a gray hair. So I walk around, mama, 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 look, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult. And she was like, oh, what is it? I'm like, look, it's a gray hair. She looked into it. Son of a bitch, you do have a gray hair. I'm like, look. And she's like, here, I'll just pull it out. I'm like, don't you touch my gray hair. You leave him alone.
My grandma used to say, for every gray hair you pulled out, five grew back.
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
And then for the nose thing, so I have, there's one that grows on the side of, like, the right side of my nose that I just pluck, like, once every month or two. It just starts to grow there, and you have to be just on the right light to see it. And then be like, okay, if I just move slow enough, I can grab you and pluck you out. And then yeah. I think the weirdest thing that I have, and I don't know if other people have it or not, but it drives Mama insane. Doesn't bother me at all. In the corners, like in the tear duct areas of my eyes, I have noticeable, like, I assume it's eyelash hair in there. I don't even know, but it angers Mama that I have them in there because she'll be looking at me and all of a sudden, if she's too close so she can actually see, she'll see the little hairs in the corners of my eye and she just glares at them. She's like, I hate them so much, pluck them. I'm like, I'm not plucking them, I'm sure they're supposed to be there, they're fine.
I have them.
See, there we go. I can tell Mama now.
Yeah, I can feel them.
Really, in the corner of your... I do not.
Yeah, I would say, right in the corners there. Peanut's going to come walking up to me on Tuesday.
Feeling yeah. Your eye. People in digital are going to wonder, why is Joyelle touching Taylor's eyeball?
Let me just take those out for you. You don't need them. They're just for show.
I need an adult help. She's trying to take my eye hair. I've got like a flashlight and tweezers.
Just stay still, this will be really quick.
Well, I am glad that we were able to get together today and talk about looking forward into the new year. Mm-hmm. So the next time we talk to everybody, it will be 2024. Holy fuck.
Right? So I don't know, I'm old. No, I'm not that old, but I don't know, like, how does everybody plan on celebrating, or do we plan on celebrating New Year's Eve?
I'll probably play Baldur's Gate 3 on my Xbox, and anyone who plays that probably already knows. You'll probably spend most of your time just trying to have sex with all of your companions. So, you know, if I can't get laid in real life, at least I have video games. Yeah!
I'm going to be like that old lady in the video that was roaming around Facebook for a while. I'm going to eat bread and get all fat and sassy.
Yes.
What we do is we get the... we get, like, the Oriental Party Packs from M&M. Mm. So they got, like, the mini spring rolls and chicken dumplings and pork balls and a bunch of stuff. And then we get, like, sausage rolls. We basically get, like, little finger foods, appetizers type thing, and we cook them.
And I love those sausage rolls.
Yeah, we put them out on the table, and when you want to eat, eat type thing. That's what we do. And then Norm and I'll probably watch TV. If we make it to midnight, hurrah. If we don't, see you in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not very often that I make it to midnight on New Year's Eve. It's Mama's normally in bed, so midnight rolls around. If I'm awake, then I'll just kind of walk into her bed and be like, okay, Happy New Year. Smack on the head, give her a kiss. There you go.
Well, to be honest with you, it's too expensive to go out.
Yeah.
Like, if Norm and I wanted to go to a quote-unquote New Year's Eve party at, like, a bar, number one, we need to make our reservations in November. Number two, I'm not shelling out $75 for two drink tickets and a meal per person. Go fuck yourself. Your food ain't that good. So, yeah, it's, you know what? I can buy a bottle, and I'll probably drink tea anyways.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys have heard of it. There's a place out here called Jack's. It used to be Jack's.
Jack's Gastropub?
Yeah. So it's nothing like what it was before COVID. So before COVID, it used to be a true gastropub. Decently priced food, big helpings. It was pub food. Then COVID hit and they decided to get fancy. You guys go ahead and look up the menu of some of the shit. Yeah. Have you seen that for like chicken tenders? Sorry. Parmesan chicken tenders. $23 to $26 for it.
Mm.
That's their lunch menu.
And you get four chicken strips.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, I love supporting local businesses, but go fuck yourself. You're going to make people go broke trying to get chicken tenders. Like, screw off. Oh, well, it's high-end food. No, it's not.
Which you guys know is my go-to meal.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, it's not somewhere where you can't take kids there because you ain't going to be able to afford it. And that's what we're – so that – sorry. That's what we're doing for New Year's Eve day is we're going to Mama's friend's place, Kelly. And on the way there, we're going to pick up the food from Jack's. So we were looking at the prices because they're the only ones who are open at that time. So I was like, okay, I guess we're eating from there. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to have the four cheese, $5 billion rigatoni that we're going to have there. It's like, it had better be fucking good or so help me God. And it better not just be four pieces of it because I will go back and rage. So that's my little rant. Thank you. What about you, Peanut? What are you doing for New Year's?
I'm with you ladies. I'm not really going to do anything. I purchased Dead Island too, so I perhaps may partake in some of that.
Partake.
And I stopped celebrating like New Year's Eve really a long time ago because I used to like go out and go to parties and stuff, but it seemed like no matter where I went or what party I went to, a fight always broke out. Not with me, but fights always broke out, and it kind of just became like too much trauma and or drama and
both.
Yeah. So I like so I just kind of stopped. One year I got like some guy body slammed me through like a wall.
Jesus.
And stuff. And that was how, like, my friend Melanie and her boyfriend ended up living together because it was her boyfriend's apartment and they, like, trashed the place. And so he needed some place to live. I sometimes I'll, like, text with my sister and that because there's the 6 hour difference and stuff. So like at 6 o'clock, our time is midnight there. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
I like when she used to send me pictures because over there, they just like set fireworks off right in the middle of the street.
Oh my God. There's this, I think it's the New Year's. If I remember right, I got to ask my friend Sonia, if you hear this before I get to remember to ask you, send me those videos again of what the fuckery shit that you guys do over there. Like, I can't remember what it's called, but I'll send you guys the links when they send me the stuff. The fact that they haven't blown themselves up, like, they make the Americans this, put it in perspective, they make the Americans look well behaved when it comes to fireworks.
Oh yeah, they're like these, like where my sister lives, right? Like
cannonballs.
They don't have cars, right? Like they're not popular as bikes, so a lot of the streets are very narrow. Mm-hmm. And even the cars are like that are parked on the street, they're like setting them off in between the cars and on the sidewalks and next to the buildings. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, that is so illegal here.
Now I gotta message Sonia now.
Yeah, it's just so funny how different, like.
Yeah.
They're not so uptight as we are.
It's true. So, you message Sonia. We will post the quotes that we said today. We'll post them on our Facebook page. So, if you want to give us a follow, we'd appreciate it. Invite your friends. For every follow / like that we get, once we hit 100, we can start collecting stars, and that means that we will get creator status, and we will be quote-unquote content creators. So, yeah, devil horns. Woo! As always, we always post the episode and the link and all that fun stuff, so we'll be doing that. Do you ladies have anything to add before we say goodbye?
You can find the episodes posted. I just wanted to see how you were going to finish with that, where it's like, yeah, you know, it's posted places. You can find it on her TikTok under Scooby71. You can find it on her X, formerly known as Twitter, under Scooby, Skobi, which is the same spelling for both. You can find the episodes posted on our Facebook page, Depressed Breakfast Club. I forgot for a second what we were even called. It's been a year of it, and it all left. And the episodes, when I remember them, are also posted on my personal Instagram under GoddessTayTay25. I think that's all the places that we have it. And obviously we have it on all the platforms, Apple, Spotify, whatever Google uses, all of the things. You can find us.
iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we hope that you all have a good ending to your new year, and your new year starts off well. Missy, many blessings to all of you.
Happy New Year, everyone, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
God.